The state of Iowa is well known for harvesting a strong percentage of the nation's corn and soybeans. Once upon a time, the state had a big harvest to conduct in the middle of the winter as well. We take a look back at that harvest on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Iowa may be known for harvesting large crops of corn and soybeans. Not too long ago, there was another type of harvesting taking place here.
Ice harvesting was very common on the Cedar River. We imagine there was a ice house here probably since the 1850s.
Karen Smith is the director of the Cedar Falls Historical Society. Although ice harvesting has now ceased here, the old ice house is still a very important part of the city.
This would have been a commercial ice house. It was owned by the Cedar Falls Ice and Fuel Company. They had a wooden structure here before the current structure, a very large wooden structure, which caught fire in November of 1921.
Ice harvest was so important to the community that although the ice house burned in November of that year, they worked to rebuild it quickly.
The town rallied, and the farmers who worked on ice harvesting and were off for the season at that point helped Hugh Smith, who owned the ice house, build this out of clay tile, which obviously they felt was more fireproof than the wooden structure that was here, and they built it over the winter.
In fact, they began storing ice in the new building before it was complete, then used the stack of ice as a scaffolding of sorts to build the enormous roof.
It's a phenomenal roof. It's a huge umbrella roof structure, all made of wood. It basically looks like the inside of a giant umbrella.
It's quite a building, able to hold 6,000 tons of ice when it was full. You can see it today, minus the ice, of course, but there's more to the story of this well-known landmark. And that's next time as we travel the countryside. In Cedar Falls, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.